The majority of Wisconsin smokers still light up inside their own home, but surveys indicate the number of people who have rules against it is on the rise. A report by the UW Center for Tobacco Research and Intervention shows that over a five-year period beginning in 2001, the number of households forbidding indoor smoking went up from 64% to 75%. UW cancer researcher Katherine Anderson says a Surgeon General's report indicates children living in the homes of smokers are more frequently exposed to tobacco toxins than non-smoking adults.
Unlike in bars and restaurants, where patron exposure to secondhand smoke is limited, at home, infants and children are exposed 24 hours a day.
Doctors say the harmful effects of what's in that smoke linger long after a cigarette's out. Dr. Don Buckstein is a pediatric asthma specialist at Dean Healthcare. He says smoking in another room away from children, or even going out on the patio, will not prevent exposure.
There has to be a complete ban of smoking in the home. I even suggest that when they go outside to smoke, if they have to, they wear different clothing.
The report uses information from four statewide health surveys to estimate 211,000 children are exposed to secondhand smoke in Wisconsin. Researchers believe that's probably a conservative estimate because what people say they're doing and what's actually occurring may be influenced by negative perceptions about smoking. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.